In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From Luke chapter 1. And Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." It was a troubling word that the Virgin Mary heard that day. The Lord be with you. It's a word that should frighten every sinful heart. The word is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, the name that Isaiah foretold, means God with us. And from you to me to the Virgin Mary, the impending presence of God amongst us is a terrifying thought. When the all-knowing Lord comes, what will he do? Will he condemn me? Will he lay my sins bare before the earth? Surely, if the Lord exposes all that I am as a sinner, my family would abandon me, my friends would forsake me, and the Lord himself would judge, condemn, and punish me. Truly, our initial reaction to the Lord's presence is fear. And Mary is right to try and discern the angel's greeting. The Lord is with me. But why? Is it for blessing or condemnation? Luckily, the angel Gabriel clarifies his greeting for the troubled young woman. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace before God." In other words, Gabriel tells Mary not to fear what God would justly do in light of her sinfulness. For God has seen fit to bless her by his grace and mercy. Now, what is this grace that Mary has found? The angel continues, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Jesus, the name that Mary knew in her native language as Yahweh Saves. The God who has sent Gabriel to Mary now gives her the message that his salvation by grace will be born out of her virgin womb. Lest there be any doubt or alternative interpretation, the angel further explains the divine nature of this offspring of Mary. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. There was no confusion for Mary on that title, for God alone is called the Most High, and his Son, the Son of the Most High, would take up residence in Mary's womb. What a shock it would be for this young woman to hear that her womb was about to become God's holy temple. Truly, this is a once-in-a-lifetime blessing for Mary. No other woman in the history of the world would ever be able to say that God so blessed her womb with his real presence. Yet, the Son of the Most High God is also true man, as the angel continues. "And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his reign there will be no end. Son of God, he is God. Son of David, he is man. And God promised to King David an everlasting kingdom. And as surely as no man can reign forever, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, does reign forever. Having died on the cross, he has established his reign forever. Having risen from the dead and ascended to heaven, he sits enthroned forevermore as the one needed blessing for all mankind." Now Mary's next question may also be our own. She asks of this blessing of grace in her womb, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" Our question is slightly different. You see, we hear the angel's proclamation. We read the gospel accounts. We confess the creeds. We believe that Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, died on the cross, was raised from the grave, and ascended into heaven. But how does any of that apply to us? How will this be to me, since I am a sinner, separated by 2,000 years from Christ's earthly presence? It is so easy for us to look at the Gospels and the life of Jesus and say, yes, God was with us, but now he's gone. Jesus made his home here, but now he's ascended and left us. Once he came in blessing, but now he's departed and left us in obscurity. Brothers and sisters, just as Mary's question is our question, so also Gabriel's assurance is our assurance as well. As God in Christ Jesus came in human history, so too God in Christ Jesus comes to your human history sacramentally. For Gabriel speaks, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, just as the Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin Mary at Jesus' conception, so too the Holy Spirit comes upon the church as you are conceived in the font of holy baptism. Gabriel speaks again. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Just as the power of the Most High overshadowed Mary's sinful flesh and produced in her womb the Son of God, so also does the power of the Most High overshadow your sinful flesh and produce in your heart true faith in the same Son of God. Gabriel speaks again. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. As the Holy Spirit comes on us in baptism and overshadows us with Christ's righteousness, we Christians who are reborn in the church through baptism may be called holy, sons of God through Christ Jesus. And as Christ comes to us in baptismal blessing, so he continues to come to us in the blessings of his word and the sacrament of the altar, as our hymn so beautifully stated, now he gently leads us. With himself he feeds us precious food from heaven, a pledge of peace here given. With such promises of God to remain with us through these means of grace, we may rejoice with the Virgin Mary and proclaim, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let this grace be to me according to your word. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.